Hello, BKFK listeners. We have another story for you today from L. Frank Baum, the author of The Wizard of Oz. But before we get on with the story, we'd like to welcome a wonderful new patron named Rebel. In fact, Rebel will be performing with us soon, so listen out for her. Thank you, Rebel, so much for your support and all the other patrons. You really keep us going. Okay, let's see who the superstars are for this episode.
My name's Chelsea. I'm 4 and I live in Oregon in America and I love giraffes.
My name is Leo. My age is 7 and I live in Southwest Colorado. And my favorite thing is books, pets, and basketball.
Hi, I am Jaeyoung Lee, 5 years old. I'm from Korea, living in Singapore.
I love chocolate unicorns and chocolate hearts and chocolate bunnies.
My name is Freya and I'm 7 years old and I live in London and I like to play the drums.
Well done, guys, you're incredible. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
TikTok and the Gnome King. The Gnome King was very angry. He had bitten his tongue at breakfast and it still hurt. So he roared and raved and stamped around in his underground palace. It so happened that on this day, TikTok, the clockwork man, visited the Gnome King to ask a favor. TikTok was made entirely of metal. Machinery within him, something like the works of a clock, made him move. Other machinery made him talk.
Seems you're acting like a snake.
Other machinery made him think. Although he was cleverly constructed, the clockwork man was far from perfect. You see, he had these three little wind-up keys that kept him running. One key for moving, one for talking, and one for thinking. Sometimes those keys would run out, just like when your toys run out of batteries. Some of TikTok's parts were getting old and worn out. His thinking machine needed a tune-up. So the clever Wizard of Oz tried to help TikTok. He tinkered and toyed with TikTok's thoughts. But it didn't quite work out. So the wizard had this big idea.
Go and get new springs from the Gnome King,
said the wizard.
But be careful. He has a temper and the least little thing makes him angry.
TikTok promised and off he went to visit the Gnome King's palace, which was just across the desert from the land of Oz. But right when he got to the palace's entrance, TikTok wound down like a clock running out of TikToks. That's when Kaliko, the Gnome King's helper, found him and gave him a good wind-up.
I'd like to see the king, please,
TikTok said in his jerky clockwork voice.
All righty then,
Kaliko said.
Maybe today's the day for a metal car like you to meet the king. But don't forget to announce yourself. Because if I barge in while the king's having a tantrum, I'd end up squished like mashed potatoes.
I am not afraid,
said TikTok.
Then go ahead and make yourself at home,
said Kaliko as he swung open the door to the king's chamber. TikTok walked in and faced the astonished Gnome King, to whom he said,
Good morning. I want two new steel springs for my thought works and a new cog wheel for my speech producer. How about it, Your Majesty?
The Gnome King growled a menacing growl and his eyes were red with rage.
How dare you enter my presence?
He shouted.
I dare anything,
said TikTok.
I am not afraid of a fat gnome.
Uh-oh! maybe TikTok should have said something else. The angry Gnome King picked up his heavy club and threw it right at TikTok. When the mace hit TikTok's metal body, it broke the bolts that held him together, and he fell apart into a bunch of pieces. Gears, springs, and all sorts of mechanical stuff flew everywhere like confetti at a party. Where TikTok had been standing, there was now just a pile of scrap metal. The Gnome King was so surprised by what happened that he just stood there, staring in shock. He remembered that TikTok wasn't just any old robot, he was like a celebrity in the land of Oz, and the powerful Princess Ozma was his biggest fan. If she found out what happened to her mechanical friend, there would be trouble.
Too bad, too bad,
he muttered.
I'm really sorry. I am a gunk of the fellow. I didn't know he'd break.
You'd better be,
remarked Kaliko, who now ventured to enter the room.
You'll have a war on your hands when Ozma hears this, and the chances are you'll lose your throne and your kingdom.
The Gnome King turned pale as a ghost because he really liked being the king of the gnomes. So he worried out loud,
"Do you think Ozma will be angry?"
Kaliko was sure of it.
"Oh yeah, she has every right to be mad. You turned her favorite robot into a scrap heap."
The king groaned and felt a bit queasy.
"Let's just swoop him up and toss the joke into the pit,"
he grumbled, and then he locked himself away in his room, feeling embarrassed about his explosive temper. Kaliko swept up the pieces, but he did not throw them into the pit. Being a clever and skillful mechanic, he got to work, picking up gears, fixing springs, and reassembling TikTok piece by piece. It was like the coolest jigsaw puzzle ever. No man ever faced a greater puzzle, but it was interesting work and Kaliko succeeded. When he found a spring or wheel, worn or imperfect, he made a new one. In just 2 weeks of hard work, day and night, Kaliko managed to put TikTok back together. He wound up TikTok's gears and springs. And you know what happened? TikTok started walking around like it was no big deal. He even talked and thought just like before, good as new. Kaliko turned to TikTok and asked,
"How are you feeling now?"
"Fine. You have done a very good job and saved me from destruction. Thank you."
Just as things were getting back to normal, the Gnome King's gong went bong. Kaliko raced off to answer it, leaving the door slightly open.
"Kaliko,"
said the king in a meek voice.
"I've been shut up here, Kaliko, long enough to make up for destroyed TikTok. But TikTok wasn't really a live person. It was only a machine man. There's no more harm in smashing a machine man than breaking a doll. Don't you think so? Get me something to eat,"
commanded the king.
"I'm starving. 2 roasted goats, a bar with cakes, and 9 mince pies."
Kaliko bowed and hurried away to the royal kitchen, forgetting TikTok, who was wandering around. Suddenly, the Gnome King looked up and saw the clockwork man standing before him. The king was terrified. He cried out,
"Go away, spooky shadow! You're not real!"
TikTok, in his gruff voice, he needed a bit of oiling for his speech, said,
"Apologize to me?"
But the Gnome King couldn't handle it. He thought TikTok was a ghost. He gave a yell of fear and rushed from the room. Tick-Tock followed, so the king ran through the corridors and bumped against Kaliko, who was returning with a tray of things to eat. The sound of the breaking dishes as they struck the floor added to the king's terror, and he yelled again and dashed into a great cavern where 1,000 gnomes were at work hammering metal.
Watch out!
The king yelled.
Watch out! There's a ghostly clockwork man coming!
The terrified gnomes dropped their tools and stampeded out of the cave, accidentally knocking over their own king and stepping on him as they fled. Tick-Tock strolled into the cave. He wasn't a spooky ghost. He was very much real, just put back together really nicely. Tick-Tock calmly remarked,
It seems to me, Your Majesty, that you're acting like a baby. I am not a phantom. A phantom is unreal, while I am the real thing.
The Gnome King, still shaken and bewildered, rolled over, sat up, and opened his eyes. He stammered,
What? Didn't I smash you to pieces?
Yes.
So you're just a pile of junk. You can't be real.
I am real. Kaliko picked up my pieces and put me together again. I am as good as new, and maybe even better.
That's when Kaliko, who had been watching this bizarre show from the sidelines, chimed in.
That's right, Your Majesty. I hope you can find it in your royal heart to forgive me for patching up Tick-Tock. It was a bit like trying to solve a puzzle while I was blindfolded, but I managed it.
He said with a proud grin. The Gnome King rose to his feet and took a deep breath.
Okay, I guess you are right. Tick-Tock can go back to the land of Oz with a load of jewels for Princess Ozma.
Tick-Tock said,
That sounds all right, but one question remains. Why did you whack me with your club?
The Gnome King finally admitted,
When I'm angry, I always do something that I'm sorry for. So I decided never to get angry again. Unless
what, Your Majesty?
Inquired Kaliko.
Unless something annoys me,
said the Gnome King. And then he went to his treasure chamber to get the jewels for Princess Ozma of Oz.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.